taking this opportunity, I would like to thank you all for your continued support to the personnel of SBI Group Companies. Let me now begin my presentation on the first quarter financial results of fiscal 2009, ending March 2010. Figures are as were announced yesterday. Operating revenues, 35.031 billion yen, up 1.2% year-on-year. Operating income, 3.180 billion yen, down 18.6%. Ordinary income, 2.501 billion, down 24.1%. Income before income taxes and net income, 3.016 billion and 1.899 billion, respectively. We thus succeeded in turning income before income taxes and net income to positive figures this quarter. We believe that the worst is behind us. This should be clear if you look at quarterly changes. From the third quarter to the fourth quarter to the first quarter, operating revenues, after declining for two consecutive quarters, increased this quarter. Operating income was negative in the previous two quarters, but this time we posted a large profit. Similar situation for ordinary income. So, as you can see on slide 5, with fiscal 2008 third quarter being the bottom, we succeeded in making a V-shaped recovery. This quarter, compared to the previous quarter, the fourth quarter of 2008, 17.8% increase in operating revenues. Operating income improved from minus 0.7 billion to positive 3.2 billion, an improvement of 3.9 billion. Net income improved from minus 6.5 billion to plus 1.9 billion, an improvement of 8.4 billion. Compared to the same period of the previous year, net income improved significantly from minus 5.9 billion to plus 1.9 billion, an improvement of 7.8 billion. Operating income posted a year-on-year decline, but this is because the previous year's figure included the operating income of E-Trade Korea, which was later sold. This amounted to about 600 million. Also, this year's results are adversely affected by the amortization of goodwill of about 1 billion yen in relation to SBI Securities becoming a wholly owned subsidiary. So, if you do a simple year-on-year comparison, you might be tempted to conclude that the improvement was marginal or that there was a decline. In fact, that's what all the newspapers are reporting. But that's the issue we are trying to address with the setting up of the dot-com version of the Wall Street Journal Asia. We want to provide information that will enable performance analysis that makes sense. When you look at the details, the earnings actually improved for all practical purposes, although on surface, figures are negative. Those are the information that I believe is valuable. And that is what we want to provide with our new company. As the representative director of the new company, I am talking with our U.S. counterparts so that we can offer those value here in Japan, provide truly correct analysis of financial performance, earnings performance of Japanese companies. Slide 6 shows quarterly operating income by segments. Asset management business is recovering. In terms of segment operating income, you can see that asset management business is making a significant recovery. Brokerage and investment banking, again, a significant recovery. These two major pillars of our business saw substantive improvements. Financial services posted a profit, but with a slight decline. Later, I will explain why that was the case. Housing and real estate, operating loss continued. Actually, I had expected to see a profit. I assumed a profit for this fiscal year. But gain on securitization of SBI mortgage amounting to about 150 million yen which we had expected would be recorded in June, was actually pushed back to July. In the absence of that 150 million, we see a loss here. System solutions. We need to wait until the end of the fiscal year to get a feel of the real situation because there always is a time lag before orders received are reflected in revenues. That's the unique characteristics of this business. So while quarter-on-quarter figures indicate a decline, you have to wait until the end of the fiscal year before you can say for sure whether the business in fact declined or not. Within the asset management business, major capital gains were realized in, for example, New Horizon Fund, which invests in China. I will give you the details later. And also, Fullerton Asia Financial Fund, which is a fund we established jointly with Temasek Holdings, the principal investment arm of the Singaporean government. We sold our holdings for a profit of about 600 million. And brokerage and investment banking, again, I'll talk about the details later. Financial services. Earlier, I said we posted a profit, but with a slight decline. Let me explain why that was. One is a decline in profits of SBI Equal Credit. This is in relation to the suspension of the loan services as of April of this year. This is the personal loan business. The decision was made that we would suspend that part of our business and consolidate related businesses into the personal loan business of SBI Sumishin Net Bank. That's the SBIH Group's policy. And this amounted to a decline in operating income of about 0.1 billion yen. Compared to the previous quarter, the January-March quarter, transactions on financial comparison websites such as InWeb and eLoan increased. But due to seasonal factors, we had seen big increase in the previous quarter during the January-March quarter. That's one reason. And in addition, more recently, there is a pressure for lower rates. And as a result, earnings went down by about 60 million yen. SG&A. We are continuing with our efforts to cut back costs. In October 2008, each group company assigned an officer responsible for cost reductions to strengthen this initiative. As a result, during the first quarter, we achieved a quarter-on-quarter reduction of 369 million yen. Redemption of bonds. On September 25th, we would redeem 30 billion yen. And bonds based on Euro medium-term note programs or Euro MTN program are scheduled to be redeemed on October 22nd and 23rd, 4.5 billion and 5.5 billion respectively. These are the bonds to be redeemed within the next 6 months. But we have cash of 131.8 billion as of the end of June on a consolidated basis. And as for MTN-based bonds, we have issued 5 times already and raised 29 billion yen. So, for the time being, we don't have any particular concern regarding this 30 billion yen. Should there arise a need for a fund for any particular reason, we would consider how and how much on that occasion. Let me now move on to the summary of the major business segments. Asset management business. As I said earlier, we saw a big increase. Operating revenues, 9.8 billion yen, up 234% year-on-year. Operating income, 1.9 billion yen, up 486%. So the performance is improving, but the business environment itself has not recovered much. In fact, you might want to describe it as still very sluggish. For example, JEFCO is reporting operating loss of 700 million and net loss of 72 million. So, it is our view that the business environment continues to be difficult for asset management. Having said that, in our case, SBI Value Up Fund, sold stocks in its portfolio to realize a capital gain of $400 million. IRR was 48% on an annualized basis. Also, we have New Horizon Fund, a fund investing in China together with Temasek. This continues to perform well with an operating income contribution of $1.1 billion. And Fullerton Fund, as I said earlier, this invested in publicly traded financial institutions in Asia. Our thinking was what declines the fastest would grow the fastest as well. And we proved to be right and made a big profit over a very short period of time. As for New Horizon Fund, they are fund number one and fund number two. During the first quarter, some portfolio companies in number one were successfully exited through merger and acquisition. And there also was one successful exit through M&A in number two fund as well. Through New Horizon Fund, in the second quarter onward, we are expecting a minimum operating income contribution, operating earnings contribution of $3.6 billion on a full-year basis. IPOs in Japan are shown on the next slide. During the first quarter, there were only three IPOs, the same as in the previous quarter, the fourth quarter of 2008. JEFCO has already announced its quarterly results. How do we compare? JEFCO suffered a negative figures both in operating income and net income. Operating revenues totaled only $3.5 billion. The previous fiscal year, ended March 2009, indeed proved to be a very tough year for JEFCO. Today, JEFCO is the only other venture capital company that is publicly traded. Daiwa SMBC Capital will be absorbed by Daiwa Securities Group, and the TOB process is underway. And JICE filed for voluntary liquidation. So both are now out of the picture. This means that the only other publicly traded venture capital company is JEFCO. In terms of competition information, we are voluntarily disclosing our figures as SBIH asset management business. But it remains to be seen if comparable data will continue to be made available going forward. You see, venture capital sector was hard hit in the current situation. This was true globally, but especially the case was true here in Japan. And I think you can see that by looking at the chart on the slide. During the first quarter, we invested 16.7 billion yen in 51 companies. Our investment position or policy is that a time like this is a good opportunity. This is the opportune time for aggressive investment. That is our principle and policy. Whereas in the case of JEFCO, it only invested $1.375 billion in only 23 companies during this quarter. I wonder what that means. This is when one should be investing. I wonder if JEFCO believes that the market would deteriorate even further. Who knows? In any event, JEFCO is being very passive. At this rate, Japanese venture companies are going to suffer. Venture capital companies are not lending. Banks are not lending. The angel program is not very conducive because of tax issues. Who then is going to nurture venture businesses in Japan? That's a very serious issue. Japan needs to develop a new industry in this era of post-industrialization, in this post-industrialized society. That's where we are today, and I have a great concern with this new development. As far as we are concerned, we are investing actively, and we believe it makes better sense to do that outside of Japan, and we have created a number of funds for that particular purpose. And going forward, we will be raising money outside of Japan aggressively as well. Still, Japan is a country with close to 1,500 trillion yen in personal financial assets. And this is a nation with virtually no natural resources. We need to develop good industry here in Japan. Although we are selective in terms of sectors such as IT, biotechnology, clean energy, pollution control, energy conservation, in those selected sectors, we hope to continue our aggressive investments. Now, this New Horizon Fund investing in China, in the second quarter in July, as of July 28th, we sold portfolio stocks valued at 1.713 billion, selling at favorable prices thanks to good market condition in China. Fullerton Asia Financial Fund, we sold our holding once, but depending on the situation, we may once again try it. Annualized IRR of 55.2%. We're not very greedy, so we felt 55.2% was good enough. So we sold it. Cash is king. I don't believe in unrealized gain. So when a certain return is secured, we cash out. As a result, we got a capital gain of 600 million yen. Our group's assets under management as of the end of June were 525.5 billion, of which private equity was 250.4 billion. We believe investment trust portion would increase with the market recovery already. The investment trust business, which combines our investment trust, investment advisory, and investment companies, with March being the bottom, we are seeing an increase. As market continues, we believe that the balance will continue to increase. Next, brokerage and investment banking business. Operating revenues 13.5 billion, down 4% year-on-year. Operating income 3.1 billion, down 10% year-on-year. I'm going to skip slides 20 and 21 and go to page 22. As I said earlier, SBI Securities consolidated results are shown there. For the first quarter, operating revenue declined by about 10% year-on-year and operating revenue down 8.4%, operating income down 2.5%, and net income went down by 18.1%. Simple articles reporting these won't tell you much. What investors want are not contained in those articles if you just report these year-on-year comparisons and say that this was due to worse market conditions. Operating revenues. In first quarter of 2008, included the E-Trade Korea portion, the operating revenue of around 1.6 billion. So if you subtract that, the operating revenue actually increased year on year. And in terms of operating income, 577 million was included in the previous year. But E-Trade Korea was sold later. And therefore, we always have to be comparing on an apple-to-apple basis. Unfortunately, we see so many newspaper articles that are comparing oranges to apples. I always check very thoroughly, both internally and when I look at other companies as well. Why is it that net income declined by 18.1%? What does that mean? That is what you should be thinking about. Earlier, we looked at the figures on the consolidated basis. What about on a non-consolidated basis? Then we can resolve this issue related to the sale of E-Trade Korea. And in fact, you will be looking at positive figures on a year-on-year basis. then why is it that the quarterly net income declined by 18.1%? While operating income and ordinary income were positive, why is it that net income declined? Well, the reason is shown as footnote number 2. There was special gain on transfer of reserve for financial products transaction liabilities, amounting to 689 million yen during the first quarter of the previous year. So, when you exclude that special gain of 689 million, you will see an increase on a year-on-year basis. But none of the newspaper reports cover that. I'm telling the Morningstar Japan to thoroughly look at these details of 1,200 Japanese companies. If you cover those details, I am sure investors would appreciate that. When I look at the newspaper articles, I don't see those reports. There are many doubtful reports. I'm talking about not just about the articles about our companies, but articles about other companies as well. I find the reports contradicting what I heard directly from the presidents of those companies. I investigate and find that this issue is everywhere. I'm hoping that we'll have the media which would provide correct information in the correct way, the correctly reported and communicated information. Financial Times and Wall Street Journal are highly credible in this respect. Japanese mass media should strive to do likewise. That's what I feel very strongly. This special gain on transfer from reserve for financial products transaction liabilities, for this quarter, we did not include any of that amount. Rakuten, Monex, Kabu.com all included this gain amounting to 485 million, 312 million, and 247 million respectively. So when you look at net income, you can't make simple comparison of our figure and their figures. You need to look at those details. Matsui has yet to announce its results. So why can one company include that factor while others can't? Well, this is in relation to the annual trading value for the fiscal year that ended March 2008. If the amount was less than that a year earlier, then you can include that gain according to this accounting rule. But in our case, the trading value was growing, and therefore, we were not allowed to include any of that for this fiscal year. And then you can see the consolidated first quarter results of SBI Securities, consolidated quarterly results, especially the fourth quarter and the first quarter. When you compare these two quarters, we find a substantial growth. For average daily trading value for the month of June, and that for the month of March. When you compare the two, this is a daily average, we find a difference of about 39%. So I'm under the impression that the market definitely has hit the bottom. Some think that there is a second bottom. I shared that originally, but I think there are two positive signs in the U.S. recently. One is the corporate earnings. Everyone is reporting better than expected earnings. And the other is the housing issue, the item of biggest concern. When you look at the results announced yesterday, for example, the Case-Shiller Index, we find that there has been major improvements in corporate earnings. And the day before, June housing sales in the U.S. were announced. 11% growth was reported. Two-digit growth for a third month in a row, and a big one at that. And inventory situation. When you look at housing statistics, you need to look at inventory level, sales, and price. You need to look at all three of those together. Otherwise, you cannot tell whether it hit the bottom or not. I always look at those three. As far as those three are concerned, the U.S. is recovering at a faster rate than I had previously anticipated, and a better corporate earnings. So it could be that we can escape a second bottom. I'm beginning to suspect that, which means that recovery may take place much earlier than we had anticipated. The first quarter figures indicate that to a certain degree. The number of customer accounts, 1.9 million accounts. Monex, Rakuten, Matsui, Kabu.com, less than half that. We are leading any of them by more than twice as much. The rest is less than half of our number of accounts. So the competition in this realm is over, frankly speaking. People are still talking about competition over commission fees. In fact, I received a lot of questions about that yesterday, but the way I see it, there is the overwhelming difference in the number of accounts and the difference in the growth rate of accounts. Between July of 2008 and June of this year, for example, over a one-year period, we acquired more than 200,000 new accounts, Rakuten about 100,000, Monex 68,000, Matsui less than 30,000, and Kabu.com 42,600. That's the situation. So in terms of the number of accounts and the growth rate of the number of accounts, the game is over. The winner is clear. What about commissions? I don't know about Matsui, but could be it's lower now since their fees or commissions tended to be rather high, and they revised the commission structure somewhat. In any event, ours is overwhelmingly low in terms of basis comparison. When you divide the brokerage commissions by brokerage trading value, you get basic commission level that becomes comparable. They are 3.7, 5.5, 9.0, and 11.4. There is a wide gap between the highest and the lowest in terms of commissions that customers have to pay. And yet, they are customers for most expensive ones as well. What this tells us is that lowest commission doesn't necessarily attract all customers. What this tells us is that customer loyalty may be much stronger than one might expect. It could be that customers are not entirely commission-driven. And on the following slide, you can see the market shares of different securities firms in terms of the stock brokerage value. Our market share is 11.6%. It so happens that in the fourth quarter, our share was 11.6%, so no change on a quarter-on-quarter basis. Matsui's share was 2.9%. It remains to be seen what Nomura's share would be, but my guess is that it will be about the same. Nikkei newspaper has reported that the three major securities all posted a profit this quarter of about 10 to 20 billion yen. But when you consider that there were large financing deals to the tune of 300 billion and so on, which benefited major securities companies tremendously, and yet the profit is only about 10 billion or 20 billion, what this tells us is that brick-and-mortar retail business is still a tough business. In fact, when we look at the customer profile of ours, we find that there are many newcomers, people who had no prior experience in equity investment, stock investment, opening accounts with us. They account for more than 50%. And we see an increase in these customers in our case. But it's hard to believe that's what's happening with three major securities companies as well. The primary force of our customers are people in their 20s and 30s age-wise, and they are becoming more active. But what about people in their 60s and older? Are they investing actively? Not likely. I strongly doubt that. So I don't think these major securities companies have increased their respective market shares much. In fact, they might have seen decline in their market shares. And here you can see the market shares of major online securities companies in terms of individual brokerage trading value. Our share this quarter was 35.2% compared to a year ago, a slight decline from 35.7% to 35.2%. Could be there was a slight impact of commission revisions, but it's about the same at the 35% level. Too big a share could be a problem. Within 40% between mid-30s and 40% is our target range. And in terms of share of the retail margin trading value, we increased our share to 39.4%. I believe we should maintain this level market share-wise, but indications are we will continue to grow. In fact, as we lowered commissions, this trend may further be strengthened going forward. Next, SBI Liquidity Market. The operation started on November 17th of last year. And it's growing very steadily. Number of customers accounts, 124,435 as of the end of June. Monex, 91,000. Matsui, about 59,000. And Kabu.com, 27,000. In terms of trading value in June, SBI Liquidity Market had 5,775,000,000,000 yen versus Monex 588.8 billion yen. So in terms of the number of accounts, the difference may not seem that large, but when it comes to trading value, there is an overwhelming difference, hence difference in profit. When you compare June 2008 and June 2009, there was a 13-fold increase, big jump over a very short period of time since the operation began. And what's interesting is the relationship between the equity market and the forex market. When trading value increases on the equity market, forex market shrinks. That's because the investors involved are the same. These investors are looking at the equity market, stock market, and depending on how it performs, they might decide that it's not very profitable, so let's try the forex market. Because forex market is relatively simple. US dollar, euro, pound sterling, and Australian dollar. Currencies are limited, and basic decision is very simple, sell or buy. So you don't need a thorough product analysis. It's relatively easy investment, and you can have leverage. And that is why when the stock market becomes less promising, people tend to move to the forex market. Next, the earnings contribution of SBI Liquidity Market. During the previous fiscal year, operating revenues were 2.9 billion on a full year basis with operating income of 0.84 billion. I said during the previous fiscal year. But the operation started only on November 17th. So we are actually talking about the fourth quarter and between mid-November and the end of December, in other words, about a month and a half. Half of November, full month of December, and a full quarter, January to March. What about this quarter, April-June? Operating revenues, 2.82 billion yen. Operating income, 0.86 billion yen, and gain on trading of SBI securities, 1.79 billion yen. And in June, operating revenue exceeded 1 billion yen for the first time. For July, maybe a little less, or maybe we'll make it again. So we are looking at somewhere between 0.9 and 1 billion for July. And then there is SBI Sumishin Net Bank. We are now preparing for the start of operation in summer of 2009. Could be pushed back somewhat due to system issue. But SBI Sumishin Net Bank will be added as well as a certain external entity.
SBI Japan Next began operations on August 27, 2007. The company started daytime trading in the third quarter of the last fiscal year, making it possible for customers to trade at different times of the day, if not 24 hours. There has been strong growth from this company, with a monthly trading value in April and June recording 110.8 billion yen and 149.2 billion yen respectively. The average daily trading value in April was 5.278 yen, 8 billion yen, and in June it was 6.781 billion yen. We have been seeing a very strong growth pattern from this company. The monthly trading value for July, as of closing on July the 28th, stood at 147.7 billion yen, with a daily average of 7.775 billion yen. The final result for July is likely to exceed 170 billion yen when we close the month. So the growth trend has been very strong. As shown in slide 36, Kabu.com was the company which started daytime trading in Japan, but how can we explain the gap between the two companies? We are way above everybody else. In the PTS market, trading volumes are critical. If a company has only a small trading volume, it doesn't make sense. It would be meaningless for the company, and it's better for the company to exit the market, considering all the expenses necessary to run this business. So we are the runaway leader at the moment. Our average daily trading value has grown eightfold from April 2008 to July 2009. And we are still growing. With the expected rise in the number of new customers, we are expanding our information system. Many people are going online now. The financial services business revenues were 6.1 billion yen, and operating income was 200 million yen. Within this segment, there are some boat anchors dragging down performance, such as SBI Card and SBI Card Processing, which recorded 200 million and 100 million in losses, respectively. I will skip slide 39 and go to slide 40. Included in this segment are Morningstar Japan and SBI Veritrans. Morningstar has already announced their earnings for the first quarter. The figures were negative, but not in absolute terms, but for growth. Veritrans is performing quite well. They have been showing quite strong and continual business expansion, despite the overall EC market trend. This is natural for a company that offers diverse types of services related to payments and settlements. Morningstar is on a recovery path as well. From the bottom in the October-December period of 2008, with an improved margin ratio. This margin ratio improvement was not only because of cost-cutting, but also because of the general business trend heading to a recovery. Veritrans had an operating margin ratio of 21.5%, which is a record high on a quarterly basis. Mr. Okita, the president of Veritrans, is a manager with new ideas and initiatives. The capital tie-up with Coolpat was announced the other day. Acquiring 21.8% stake in that company, we have obtained a payment solution as a way to transfer funds to the net banking operated by Coolpat. The marketplace business includes InsWeb and eLoan. the January-March period is the peak quarter for insurance. That was the case in 2008 and 2009. If we compare the April-June period of 2009 with that of 2008 and 2007, Japan has finally begun to embrace the concept of comparing services before buying them, and this concept is gaining wider acceptance. Status of new businesses, SBI Sumishin Net Bank. As I announced, the bank achieved a positive profit on a quarterly basis for the first time in the fourth quarter of last year, with ordinary profit of 137 million yen. During the first quarter of this fiscal year, after recording a profit, a positive profit in April and May, we also made a positive profit in June. The first quarter profit was not only positive, but significantly larger than the same period of the last fiscal year, with the results meeting scheduled for the 30th, I am not supposed to make any comment on this, but the size of profit has grown substantially. Considering the fact that the bank had a negative ordinary profit of 1.78 billion yen 1 year ago, in March 2008, it is quite significant that the bank had a substantial positive profit for the quarter. Business is finally looking up. The number of accounts as of July the 27th was 505,992, compared with the 400,000 that we forecasted and reported to the FSA as our target for March 2010. We have achieved this goal more than 1 year ahead of the schedule. With the current number of accounts reaching 505,992, the deposit balance as of July the 27th was 703 billion yen, which is above the target for March 2010 of 700 billion yen. The loan balance as of July the 27th was 272.4 billion yen. So, how many days did it take for the bank to reach 700 billion yen in deposits? It was only 673 days. To do the same, Sony Bank took 2,000 to 2,030 days. E-Bank took 2,391 days. The current deposits for E-Bank, JapanNet, and Sony as of the end of June are as shown on slide 49. From this slide, we can say that it is just a matter of time before SBI Sumishin Net Bank will overtake eBank in terms of deposits. So our objective at the moment, therefore, is to exceed the outstanding deposits of Sony Bank. We are already way above JapanNet, which began operation in October 2000, much earlier than our starting date of September 24, 2007. Now, the number of new bank accounts that SBI Sumishin Net Bank gained during the first quarter was 66,852, which is equivalent to 42.531 billion yen in deposit balance. At the same time, eBank's deposit balance fell by 24.3 billion yen. What is interesting is the deposits per customer, which are 1.3 million yen and 1.8 million yen for SBI, Sumishin Net Bank, and Sony Bank, respectively. This is in stark contrast to the balance per customer for eBank and JapanNet of 218,000 and 217,000 yen. I suppose that the quality of customers is also different in terms of who the majority of customers are for each bank. Do they use the bank for the settlement of horse race bets, for example? Here is how many days it took to reach 250 billion yen in the housing loan balance. It was 639 days for us, while it took 1,659 to 1,750 days for Sony Bank to do the same. So we did this much faster than Sony did. We also started an automobile loan business on July the 27th in cooperation with Sedina. We have an automobile auction business in partnership with JAA and Auto Server, which are auction agents for used cars. Our intention is to attract customers buying cars and offer them auto loans and auto insurance plans to increase the number of bank accounts for us. In Japan, auto loan default rates are extremely low compared with those in the United States, yet they offer reasonably good margins in Japan. For the bank, soliciting deposits is relatively easy, but fund management is critical. The auto loan business, therefore, is one of the ways for us to do this in order to manage funds well. The SBI insurance business has been showing good performance also. I told the company to target 150,000 contracts for this year, which I believe is achievable. As of July 27, 2009, the number of contracts exceeded 68,000. Insurance revenues for the April-June period of 2009 were 4.2 times higher than the same period of last year. There is a steady growth on the revenue front as well. By building these real mechanisms in different forms, as I mentioned earlier, we can do something very interesting, though it hasn't been announced yet. The business should grow quickly when it's realized. But by doing these things, we would like to turn this business profitable in an unprecedented amount of time. These charts on slide 55 shows the breakdown of non-life insurance contracts by channel for the fourth and the first quarters. First, you can see how many more contracts we gained during the first quarter compared with the fourth quarter. And the second, please look at the breakdown. In fact, of all customers who bought non-life insurance policies on agent sites, 41% have SBI Sumishin Net Bank accounts, and 18% are SBI Securities customers. This is the result of our efforts to realize synergies and cross-marketing among group companies. If we compare the number of new account openings between our bank and our securities company during the last 6 months, the number of new accounts at the bank is much greater. This is because of the big gap that exists between the number of people who have accounts at banks and the number of people who have accounts at securities companies. There is no way that the bank's number of accounts should be limited to only 500,000. It will exceed the securities 1.9 million before you know it. What we expect then is that the bank's customers will start using our securities and insurance services. That day will come This is my ultimate goal in building what we call a business ecosystem. The synergy is possible only because of the internet. We have just around 8 million customers on the internet for the entire group. We expect this 8 million to grow to 10 million and 20 million. And as the growth takes place, surely there will be benefits for group companies. On the comparison websites, 47% of non-insurance contracts are through InsWeb. There is synergy working here too. Now on SBI AXA Insurance. This business is growing, but not to my satisfaction. The number of incremental contracts per month was more than 1,000 in contrast with just 170 1 year ago. Compared with our competitors, Zurich Life Insurance and Sompo Japan DIY, who only have 666 and 431 per month, respectively, SBI AXA exceeding 1,000 in such a short period of time is impressive, but I'm not happy unless they achieve 5,000 or so. To do this, we need to be more creativity. If we do ordinary things, we will end up with ordinary results. We need more creativity, ingenuity, hard work, and innovation to get extraordinary results. I don't think we are creative enough. So far, I've been using my creativity for the non-life insurance businesses. I have to work more on life insurance business from now. Here again, our group companies are contributing. For example, SBI Securities is contributing 10.4% of the agency sales volume, SBI Sumishin Net Bank 10.4%, and SBI Non-Life Insurance 0.8%. We have cross-marketing between these companies. Real estate business. Sales for the first quarter were 5.7 billion, down 49% from the same period of the previous year, and the operating loss was 100 million. As I mentioned earlier, SBI Mortgage had a 150 million gain on securitization in July, 1 month later than we had expected. That is the cause of the loss. The other real estate businesses remain slow, neither buying nor selling properties for the time being. Normally, going by past experience, it takes about 1 year for the real estate market to recover. After the recovery of the equity market, if we look back on past downturns, there is roughly a 1 year time lag. So we will stay put here. The mortgage business has been very solid, with a total loan balance of 489.3 billion yen as of the end of June. Currently, the interest rate of the Government Housing Loan Corporation's securitization loan handled by SBI Mortgage is at its lowest level at 2.62%. The company's share reached 19% as of June, which is the highest among 339 financial institutions, including all the megabanks that are handling Flat 35 products. Governor Shimada recently visited my office to deliver a certificate of appreciation for the highest contribution among 339 financial institutions of 14.1%. As I said, our share in June was even higher at 16%. We may get a certification of appreciation once again for this year. Governor Shimada was very appreciative of our efforts. Lifestyle Networks Business. SBI Life Living used to be a public company called Living Corporation before we acquired a majority stake. We had big trouble with this business. especially because of the real estate business. But today, restructuring of the business is mostly completed with a new name, SBI Life Living, and new positioning as a lifestyle-related business centered on real estate services. The company has started to show growth already, but we still need a renewed focus and effort based on the new positioning as a lifestyle-related network-based business, which is different from just being a real estate business. Since the company is already listed on the stock exchange, we are looking forward to utilizing this platform when the market turns around. Now, let me turn to the topic of how we are securing earnings for the fiscal year ending in March 2010 and how we are expanding earnings further into the future. First, I will discuss the business environment and key initiatives in each segment for March 2010. The first one is the asset management business. As I mentioned earlier, our performance during the first quarter was not good at all, especially in Japan. But the number of IPOs is growing overseas in such places as China. For March 2010, we anticipate 12 companies we have invested in to go IPO. The number of IPOs for March 2009 was zero. Compared with that figure, 12 is not a bad number at all. Out of those 12, 5 are in China, namely New Horizons, and 7 are in Japan. Some of them already have specific dates. June 23rd, June 30th, and July 29th, all three of these companies are Chinese. Two of them are M&A and one has already been approved and is getting ready to go public. The IPO market has been going through changes in Japan and elsewhere. For example, the stock prices of newly listed companies these days are exceeding the offering prices. This table on slide 67 shows the differences between offer prices and initial prices. During the period between March and July 17th this year, the average multiple was 2.22 compared with 1.17 times during January through December last year. So, recent IPOs are getting higher prices than last year when compared with their offer prices. Since we have funds that are coming closer to harvesting, such as SBI Broadband Fund No. 1, the timing seems impeccable. The recent upturn in the SBI market is favorable to SBI Securities as well. The company used to report on its IPO involvement ratios, saying that it was either ranked number one or ranked number two in Japan. Until the IPO market became almost inactive just a little while ago. IPO revenues are in fact likely to become one of the major pillars for SBI Securities this year. To be appointed as the lead manager or one of the managers, the company intends to do substantial sales activities in the underwriting field in the current year. This activity should allow them to increase revenues this year. At the same time, since we will be involved in a number of IPOs ourselves, we will be obtaining these what we call treasures themselves. They will be offered to individual investors for purchase by lottery. Individual investors will be tempted then to open accounts with us, hoping to win the lottery. That's how IPOs work, and we will be focusing on this. This chart on slide 69 shows trends in stock prices and indices of major countries since the Lehman shock. Chinese stock prices are up 101.3%, or have doubled from the bottom. India is up 88.4%, Vietnam 99.5%, and Russia 108.3%. On the other hand, advanced regions such as New York, Japan, and the DAX in Germany are not going up. Developing countries, including Ho Chi Minh in Vietnam, are already back to or exceeding their pre-Lehman shock levels. Given that background, our funds, which started at an early stage in 2005, are bearing fruit as we speak. This shows how important foresight is in business management. Without it, a company has to report on losses wherever the market is unfavorable. The other day, on Sunday, a partner came from Russia to have dinner with me and Mr. Izuchi of SBI Securities. We were asked by this person to handle Russian stocks, and we are now working on upgrading the information system in order to accommodate this request. Upon completion of the system upgrade, we will be able to sell Russian stocks to customers in Japan. We are also expanding the choices of Chinese stocks available through us so that individual investors can also enjoy the benefit of the appreciation of these foreign stocks. This will contribute not only to our asset management business, but also to our securities business, and this will differentiate us from our competitors. The left-hand side chart on slide 70 shows Chinese nominal GDP growth through 2014. If you look at the pace of growth, it seems reasonable to assume that Chinese stock prices will be going up continuously. Despite Lehman shock, which is said to be a once-in-a-hundred-years crisis, China is a country that can grow 8% year-on-year, and it will become the second-largest economy in the world in 2009, surpassing Japanese nominal GDP. We are entering quite an era. Slide 71 shows the status of New Horizon Fund. The capital gain of 45.8 billion yen as of the end of March 2008 is likely to go down to 24 billion due to a market downturn and other factors. We also kept some of the stock after IPO and have received dividends. The expected dividend is 6.5 billion for the second and fourth quarter of 2009 and 2.8 billion for FY 2010 and 3.2 billion for FY 2011. New Horizon Capital, the second fund, is also expected to show strong performance. There are six companies with exit plans. So both New Horizon Fund and New Horizon Capital are performing very successfully so far. As for the formation of new funds, in collaboration with major overseas players, we made an announcement on June 8th that we will be forming a joint fund together with PNB Equity, a wholly owned subsidiary of PNB, the biggest Malaysian state-owned fund management company. Each of us will be contributing $25 million in order to set up a company for investment management. In fact, this Malaysian fund is an important fund for us. In our efforts to approach the Islamic market, we have already launched one fund jointly with an Abu Dhabi government financial institution. The Cleantech Fund was formed jointly and with the Masdal, which is an entity under Mubadala. The Malaysian Fund was in addition to this fund. and we are also having discussion with Brunei as well. Discussions are taking place as we speak for our investment in an Indonesian securities firm as well. This deal, if realized, would allow us to enter the Islamic market more quickly and make profits there by operating funds in compliance with the Sharia rules. The Islamic region is expected to enjoy a continual inflow of oil money. Despite all the talk about hybrid cars and electric cars, the ongoing economic shift to the BRICS countries and the VISTA countries will continue. Because people will need to use oil, this will push up the price of oil, which is essentially a limited resource, and oil dollars will continue to flow into these countries and will accumulate. That is what we will go after. We intend to manage the business based on not only with one country. I have been seeing people from different countries these days, such as Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Qatar, and so forth, to maintain different channels so that we can get the necessary support from them when it's needed. For South Korea, we have withdrawn our entire investment once from that country, but we are planning to set up specialized investment funds such as a target fund that will invest exclusively in a savings bank, and an investment fund established by the Korean government where we will work with the leading private equity partner in Korea. We have already been approved by the Korean government to be a joint operator and are currently soliciting investors in Korea and elsewhere. In Cambodia, we have formed a new bank called Phnom Penh Commercial Bank. This bank has been performing very well and is expected to turn a single-year profit after absorbing cumulative losses this year. Currently, the IFC is considering investing into this bank either as a direct investor or a lender. In Vietnam, the Vietnamese authorities have finally approved investment in a local bank, and our payment is scheduled to be completed in the middle of August. In these two countries, the banking business should remain a more profitable opportunity than securities for the time being. Besides, there is not a single securities exchange in Cambodia yet. Operating a banking business in these countries would make it easier for us to get a securities license as a securities company. That is why we took this action. In India, we are in the process of establishing a securities company. Initially, we considered buying E-Trade of the United States, but in the end, we decided to form our own company. In Russia, a due diligence process is underway for investment in an affiliate bank of Metropol. In the past, we were a leader in forming private equity funds, but we are now entering a stage of building what we call business ecosystems in these countries, as we did in Japan and Korea. That is why we are getting involved in these businesses one after another.
Our bio-related businesses are also growing steadily. SBI Biotech is collaborating with Changchun Huapu Biotechnology in China to develop nucleotide drugs. It's going to start its first clinical study and phase 1 trial of GMKG-168, which could be effective for chronic lymphocytic leukemia. In that sense, many projects are already ongoing. For example, SBI Biotech is also collaborating with Baylor Research Institute's laboratories to develop dendritic cell immunotherapy. Phase 2 in-licensing has been done. So SBI Biotech is doing very well. SBI Alapromo recently established a company called Ala Pharma together with Medac in Germany. Medac developed and received approval for intraoperative diagnostics called Gleolan at Ala Pharma. If you inject this during a brain tumor operation and apply light, the tumor lesion will be lighted in red, so brain tumor will not be overlooked anymore. Brain tumor surgery is very difficult to do. It has been a big problem that many tumors were not detected properly. We are trying to seek approval for this drug in Japan so that brain tumor can be detected well. One of our products were also mentioned during a TV program, which can improve your skin age substantially if you apply it onto your skin. Hand cream was also marketed. We are doing a lot of experiments, but carefully to make sure that there is no problem in launching these products rather than launching them all at once. We are also preparing for oral supplements. Interestingly, this supplement can be good for diabetes. Conditions improved for those who took the supplement. There are many diabetics in Arab countries. We are now discussing and negotiating with the governments of Abu Dhabi and Qatar to conduct clinical studies and introduce this as an anti-diabetic supplement. As for Quark Pharmaceuticals, we have a 24.87% stake. Quark Pharmaceuticals are engaged in joint development of a pharmaceutical candidate, QPI-1007, together with BioSpring, headquartered in Frankfurt, Germany. On July 27th, a Canadian doctor published data to suggest its potential utility for treating glaucoma patients. Phase 2A clinical trials are already ongoing with Pfizer for age-related macular degeneration and also for diabetic macular edema. Pfizer tried to expand the indications. We were expecting Phase 2 study results by the end of September, but there may be some delay up to October or November. But we are observing favorable results so far. If things continue to go well, Pfizer may possibly want to buy this business. Furthermore, in renal transplantation, there can be organ rejection. This company also has a substance effective for preventing organ rejection to transplantation. Multiple global pharmaceutical companies are showing interest in this. So, this business unit is very interesting, and many things will become visible by the end of this year. Next, on the reduction of commissions by SBI Securities, there is no serious impact here. Again, Rakuten followed suit and lowered their commissions to the same level with ours. That's fine with us. There will be a revision from August 3rd. Rakuten made the announcement just yesterday. A few hours later, we wondered if we should announce that we will make further reductions, but decided to do so at a later timing, as we cannot make it in time for August 3rd. Our original assumption was 3.1 basis points for March 09. It was changed to 3.7 basis points with reductions in commissions. Our current assumption is 3.3 basis points without any reductions. It was lower than 3.3 in the past, at 2.8 in fiscal 2007. Even if we decide to change the current 3.3 to the original level of 3.1, there was a time in the past when it was lower at 2.8. If 2007 and 2008 are compared, brokerage commissions were 20.3 billion yen in 2008 and 24.8 billion yen in 2007. With 3.1 and 2.8 basis points respectively. The difference between the 2 years was the stock brokerage trading value or trading turnover. The stock brokerage trading value was 63.7 and 87.7 billion yen in 2008 and 2007 respectively. If the trading value is increased by 24 billion yen, profits or brokerage commissions can also go up substantially. 24 billion yen is equivalent to 37.7% of the 63.7 billion yen. As I touched upon earlier, the daily average trading value in June was over 39% more than the one in March. If the market continues to expand steadily at the current pace, our market share and the number of customers are also growing well. Even if we lower the basis points to 3.1 or 2.8, we can produce a good amount of profits. What about Rakuten? Can they make profits under these circumstances? I look forward to seeing their results in the end. I do not want to engage in price competition by accepting losses. We have reduced our commissions consistently over time. This is our philosophy and our belief. The philosophy consistently ensured throughout all our businesses is customer-centric approach. We want to make investors and consumers happy. We want to grow through small profits and returns. That's why our securities fees and commissions, as well as our insurance premiums, are the lowest, and our bank deposit rates are the highest. That's the situation we hope to bring about, and that has been the situation by now. Our fees and premium levels have always been in the lowest zone. But it's not just about the fees and commissions. If that were the only element, all the customers would have already come to use our services a long time ago. Why are fees and commissions not the only element? Because customer loyalty is quite high in this industry. Once customers become used to and get familiar with a certain system, they no longer want to change and go somewhere else. Also, we have an overwhelmingly broader product lineup for anything, including bonds, investment trusts, ETF, REIT, and foreign equity as well. We also provide research contents in a variety of formats. In the investment trust area, we have Morningstar and SBI Fund Bank, for example. Yahoo is charging fees for Yahoo Finance contents. And more than half of these contents are actually provided by Morningstar. So we can say that we own such valuable contents, which competitors do not have. In the Forex area, we have overwhelmingly big SBI liquidity market. We can implement transactions seamlessly through SBI Sumishin Net Bank. We can also execute the best selling and buying transactions during the day or at night through SBI Japan Next. Our tick window is narrower than TSE's. Needless to say, there will be more transactions where it's more advantageous to use a PTS. Time will come in the future if institutional investors do not use the best system, it could be a violation of the rule, as is the case in the United States. Comparing different markets for the best execution is going to be very important. If we have all of these elements in our group to provide information, so clients will never leave us and go elsewhere. This is not the matter of fees and commissions. Even when Rakuten announces fees reductions, we don't care. If we judge that we can do it, we will receive an appropriate level of profits and return them back to our customers. This is the basic stance and the basic philosophy we have consistently maintained since our founding. We just want to carry this out wholeheartedly. This is not the world where this is used as a selling point. Investment trust will expand more and more from now on. The ETF balance has also begun to grow. As I said earlier, liquidity can be substantially improved as SBI Sumishin Net Bank and financial institutions outside of our group are joining the SBI liquidity market. If liquidity is improved, further revenue expansion can be expected. Japan Next PTS transactions will also be expanded as several brokerage firms are joining by the end of this year. After these several brokers participate, the volume will expand all at once. We are also talking about further upgrading the system to make it the world's fastest. I think we are organizing a seminar on the best execution today, as far as I remember, by inviting sell-side and buy-side market players related to trading. The best execution can be realized by using a PTS in the most advantageous market. Under that theme, we are hosting the seminar with some other organizers. SBI Securities are also making preparations to introduce smart order routing function to automatically select the most advantageous market for investors. If you use this function, you can automatically enter PTS or go to the Tokyo Stock Exchange. You can go to the best market and sell at the highest price or buy at the lowest price. As for SBI Mortgage, securitization of some transactions with profits was delayed into July, as I said earlier, but the company is growing steadily. This nicely fits the Japanese government's basic idea to increase housing and stimulate domestic demand for the coming 2 years. So I think this business can be expanded very rapidly. According to a full-year forecast for March 2010, revenues will be up 12.2% year-on-year, while recurring profits will be up by 25.3% to 1.5 billion yen. There is room for further growth. The number of loan applications more than doubled year-on-year to about 1,200 in June alone. Expanding domestic demand is a very important theme, whether the ruling Liberal Democratic Party or the opposition Democratic Party wins the upcoming general election. Housing has a much bigger ripple effect on the economy compared to eco-friendly cars and electrical appliances. The government should focus on such areas in particular. I don't think it's a good idea to focus on products that can benefit only some companies. But rather, housing is a key. Also in the United States, the U.S. government is also focusing a lot on housing. A Nobel laureate on economics was appearing on television the other day. The score given was just zero or even negative. We are continuing to reorganize our group. SBI Futures will be turned into a wholly owned subsidiary effective on August 1, 2009. It will discontinue its commodity trading brokerage business in the domestic commodity futures market As for SBI Card Processing, we are now in the final stage of negotiations to sell the business. Regarding SBI Card, we plan to integrate SBI Card with SBI Equal Credit. For SBI Intextra, various options are now under consideration to improve its management efficiency. The plan is almost being decided. SBI Equal Credit stopped all loan businesses on April 21st to focus on providing guarantees to SBI Sumishin Net Bank's retail loans, called NetLoan. SBI Ven Capital in Singapore is now discussing with a leading local partner for a joint venture. SBI Prosper has started a new business. In order to engage in a business to provide an infrastructure for peer-to-peer lending, we have been consulting with FSA about our plan and are finalizing the scheme. Maneo and some other players seem to be doing this, but I don't think FSA would agree to the methods they are using. The question is whether they will continue or quit in the gray world. But we are not in the gray world. It took a longer time and more legal fees for lawyers, but we established this joint venture, SBI Prosper, with Prosper in the United States. We have a 60% stake and US Prosper has 40% stake. We are trying to build a world for social lending. By doing this, we hope to increase the number of customers and clients for SBI Securities and SBI Life and Non-Life Insurance businesses. There is another thing for which multiple options are still available, and we haven't decided which one to take. That's the overseas money remittance business. Whether we like it or not, there will be more immigrants into Japan. The number of immigrants must increase for sure. As the population in Japan is declining all the time, society becomes less vigorous. The Japanese society is also aging at the same time. It shouldn't be left unattended. Then there will be a need for remittance by immigrants. For example, we have opened a bank in Cambodia and Vietnam. These banks are trying to do many different things, as there are many immigrants from the Philippines as well. This is linked to the money remittance business. Not only remittance by immigrants, but also other types of remittance can be done due to the changes in the laws and regulations in the system and deregulation. These are what we want to do under these circumstances. We are also trying to expand face-to-face channels to reinforce our selling capabilities. The first SBI Housing Loan Money Plaza was opened on July 1st. We aim to open a total of 100 shops by the end of this fiscal year. By now, there are 41 existing housing loan shops and 23 SBI Securities branches. They may be changed into Money Plaza if necessary. Not only SBI Group products will be offered. Regarding insurance products, for example, our only non-life insurance product is auto insurance. But if customers want fire insurance, we can show which product from which insurance firm is the best one so that they can choose on the spot and we can receive commissions. So in this way, we'd like to be Japan's largest distributor in any type of financial product. Our idea is not anything so tiny to only sell products we built and originated. We want to realize a world where our SBI Money Plaza makes profits by becoming Japan's largest distributor of any financial products, and customers decide to buy the products we originated because they are the best compared to anything else. As I said earlier, we want to do many different things related to automobiles. We established a company called SBI Auto Support for auto, loan, and non-life insurance businesses. JAA has 30% stake and SBI Holdings have 70% stake here. The number of registered pre-owned car dealers is 1,317 right now. We want to increase the number so that it will be linked to concrete businesses. As we announced recently, we decided to form a tie-up with a major video and DVD rental giant, Gale Group. first collaboration was formed between GEO and SBI Auto Support through promotions aimed at mutually held members of SBI Auto Support. From July, auto insurance will be offered and applications for estimates will be received at GEO stores. I heard that 75% of about 10 million GEO members visit GEO shops by car. That's why I think it makes sense to form partnership with GEO. We will expand our partnership with GEO in many different ways for the future. We are now holding discussions with them. Next, let me talk about further improvement of people's recognition of SBI H Group. We have been able to build tie-ups with GEO and some other interesting partners we have never thought of before as a possible partner. They wanted to sell our financial products, and we also want them to sell our products. Very rapidly, we are building these links. An interesting situation can develop in my view. As for further enhancement of people's recognition of SBI H Group, the number of people who have never heard of our name is getting lower and lower. When asked if they know SBI H Group, recognition is rising as we run TV commercials. Visibility, or the ratio of those who are aware of our name, increased from 45.7% initially to 65.6%, while the ratio of those who have never heard of our name dropped from 54.4% to 34.4%. We have conducted 4 web surveys with a sample size of 1,000. According to the results, the ratio of those who have heard of our name increased from 28.8% to 41.4%. The other day, we had a discussion with Google. If you look at the Google Trends, as we established our companies, ran TV commercials, and placed advertisement, the search volume for SBI has dramatically increased. As I mentioned before, there are different layers of people in our customer base. From the bottom to the top, there are people who have no recognition of SBI, those who have heard of our name, those who have an understanding of SBI and know our businesses, those who have used a single service from SBI H Group, and those who have used several services from our group. We'd like to increase the number of customers in the top layer as soon as possible. Regarding stock price information, compared to the time of the Lehman shock, our stock price has gone up by 12.7%. Other Japanese financial institutions still have negative changes, such as minus 49.3% for Mizuho and minus 37.5% for Nomura. But fortunately, our stock price changes are turning positive. That's all from me. We now would like to entertain questions from the audience. Here we have Mr. Sawada and other executives who can answer your questions as well. Now let us move on to a Q&A session. If you have a question, please raise your hand. We will bring a microphone to you. Please mention your name and affiliation and ask questions one by one. We plan to post Q&A contents onto our website in principle. If you don't want your question to be posted on the website, please let us know later. Are there any questions? Yes, please. Please use the microphone. My name is Kurai from Nomura Asset Management. I have 2 questions. My first question is about the status of the group's total assets under management on page 18. When you had an internet technology fund in the past, the mark-to-market value was lower than the amount of investments at one point in time, although you made profits in the end. You mark-to-market your total assets under management on page 17. From the stock perspective, could you please share with us your group's risk factors, if any, such as assets currently with some losses, or those which may have some unrealized losses in the future? Mr. Nakagawa will answer your questions. As for risk factors for the assets shown on page 17, when investments are recovered, the value may not reach the market price in some cases. provision for investment losses is booked for private companies. For public shares, depending on the stock market price, more than 30% or 50% asset impairment is made in a quarter, according to the accounting rules. And the numbers we are showing are those after taking such action. Such negative factors already included in these numbers. For example, page 17 says IT, bio, and other assets are worth 120 billion yen out of the 250.4 billion yen total of private equity. This is a total of multiple funds. If you look at the breakdown, internet assets are 6.7 billion yen. This internet refers to an internet fund. It has been under management for a long time, and the investment period will end soon. It was a 12.3 billion yen fund originally, with the longest history, but 0.5 billion yen losses were booked, so such negative numbers already included. We don't have to discuss from the perspective of unrealized losses. Rather than unrealized losses, this is provision for investment losses. These are the numbers after deducting the whole amount for the losses. Anybody else? Regarding the flow business, the balance of margin trading by Matsui Securities seems to have expanded substantially, which is not clear to me. Earlier, you mentioned customer loyalty. How do you look at the increase in their margin trading balance in comparison to others? Mr. Izuchi will answer your question. Your question is about margin trading? My question is about the balance of margin trading. If I look at the growth, Matsui Securities' market share increased substantially for the past 3-4 months. This may be due to customers from old days. In that sense, as Mr. Kitao explained earlier, there may be some impact from our reduction of commissions. We reviewed our fee structure in March. We have two types of fee structures: standard plan and active plan for spot and margin trading, respectively. Since the fee reduction in March 2001, we have continued to lower our commissions. For customers with a high frequency of transactions, and also customers whose transaction value is big, margin trading was becoming more advantageous for them. As a result, the trading value grew substantially, but basis points declined more than we initially thought, and only certain types of customers could enjoy the benefits, such as those with a big amount and high turnover in margin trading. But since the market nosedived in October last year, some large lot customers suffered losses and left. On the other hand, the number of new small lot customers in spot trading is also increasing. Because of these changes in the market, we decided to review our fee structure. So we revised our commissions so that small lot customers would be in an advantageous position. That's the rationale behind our revision in March this year. In relation to this, our balance of margin trading has declined slightly. So this is a factor behind rather than Matsui's share growth. The basis points increased from 3.3 to 3.7. The current fee structure is a result of another review so that it will be in line with the present market conditions. Anybody else? Yes, please. My name is Ono from Credit Suisse. I have a question about page 9. I think the president earlier said if there is a need for funding in the future, it would be considered. Where do you think funding will possibly be needed within your group in the medium term? And also, what do you think of the current shareholders' equity and the capital level? Is it sufficient or not? What's your view on equity finance for additional fundraising in the future? I think, in principle, equity and debt must be balanced to a certain extent. I think that's the financially soundest way. Some investors do not want to see any debt. But we don't think that's very financially sound. The two must be well balanced. That's my first point. Then, when do we use equity? EPS must be better when you compare before and after equity financing. We have to be confident about our results. Otherwise, we may cause some trouble. As to the timing of implementation, whether we can feel confident about our results, and whether EPS can go up year on year or not. That's our judgment criteria. Then, when do we need equity? There are a variety of funding needs, and there are investing activities for equity. Some activities may just need short-term fundraising. But when we need funding for our core activities, then equity is the right option to choose to meet these long-term needs. If we look at funding needs, the bank business is growing a lot. We may have to increase capital at a certain point in time. We also believe we need to increase capital for our life and non-life insurance businesses as well, which are also growing. SBI Sumishin Net Bank deposit reached 700 billion yen very quickly. What are we going to do when we have 2 trillion yen deposits and exceed Sony Bank? I'm sure our partner, Sumitomo Trust and Banking, is also thinking about this in detail. We may need appropriate equity. There might be such a request as well. And there are a lot of offers for M&A we are receiving from many different countries from around the world, including the one on a Chinese insurance company, for example. Some look very interesting. If we decide to go ahead, acquisition should be implemented by using equity in principle. But as I said earlier, the results should not worsen after acquisition. If you amortize in 20 years, earnings per share from the acquisition must be higher than the burden of amortization. We have to create such a situation. So we need to see whether we can expect such things from the acquisition. We may have to judge it now, even if we can reach that stage not in the short term, but in 3 to 4 years' time. In line with a variety of funding needs, we must consider whether we should raise fund with equity given the size and the nature of our needs. We also have to think about our rating. We now have BBB, but we are not complacent with the current rating. We will never stop. We have continued to expand more and more, so we must continue to make investments. If we think we have already done enough, this group will no longer succeed. So we have to leave our footprints around the world. To that end, we may need equity to maintain our rating. But finally, our results are now on the recovery track. Our results will probably not worsen, but just improve from now on. There is no M&A deal we have decided to go ahead. For the 30 billion yen redemption in September, we have enough cash at hand to cover that redemption. We have a sufficient MTN limit, which we can decide to use. There is a strong need for short-term funding with MTN. This will also lead to SBI Securities business. We would like to consider these elements and decide our ultimate capital structure and what to do at what timing. For now, we don't have anything imminent in our plan. Any other question? No more questions? If not, we'd like to close our meeting to announce SBI Holdings' first quarter results for the year ending in March 2010. Thank you very much for coming despite your very busy schedule.